Yo, can you believe this Kevin Spacey shit? It's fucking bananas. No more House of Cards. That's what they said. Done. Netflix severs ties with Kevin Spacey. Who knew that we saw the last of Kevin Spacey? He's done forever. Well, he allegedly stuck his hand down some a production assistant's pants, so can't do that anymore, Kevin Spacey. Does this mean no more Kevin Spacey anything? Can I not watch K-Pax without guilt? Well, the real president's a piece of shit. The fake president's a piece of shit. What do we do? What are we left with? Morgan Freeman, wasn't he dating his granddaughter? No, that was a lie. But wasn't that a fun lie? That he was dating his step granddaughter and was gonna marry her? He didn't do it. I don't know. Let's look at the news. Although that's in the news, Kevin Spacey with the house. That last season of House of Cards. Ever since the creator left, it's a big. They should have just ended it there. They were running out of shit to do. He was the president, and then that's it. That's he manipulated his way to the presidency. You do one season of him as a president, and then let's get the fuck out of there. And the Claire Underwood show, it's still tainted. You can't. You know what they could do? Just do like a straight up, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air replacement, and throw in Kevin James is now Kevin Spacey. Maybe I'm. I guess it doesn't have to be a Kevin. But why not? Or take somebody who's already playing president in a different show, Kiefer Sutherland. Let's merge Designated Survivor and House of Cards. Kiefer Sutherland's now that, and he just does the character. Or hey, let's mix it up. Let's go diversity, huh? Why not? Donald Glover replaces Kevin Spacey, same character. Who gives a shit? It's pretend. Did you think Kevin Spacey was the president? 'Cause he's not. He's not that guy. He's not even Southern. Get a real Southern guy. Get Larry the Cable Guy. He's not really a Southerner, but he does a hell of an accent. Have open auditions. Make that a reality show. Open auditions to replace Kevin Spacey on House of Cards. Fuck, I'd watch the shit out of that show. I would get online. I'd wait on the line for the I'll do it. And then, even though I can't do accents. Comcast asks FCC to prohibit states from enforcing net neutrality, of course, because Comcast is a shit company. How disgusting is it they own NBC and, like, Universal Studios, Universal Pictures, Comcast Company, headquarters in Philadelphia. Universal Pictures, made all these the classic films. Their headquarters is some fucking building in Philadelphia. Nothing good comes out of Philadelphia. The Roots, you could argue the Roots. You could argue Will Smith, Scientologist though. That's a little crazy. And the Roots. I love the Roots. Who doesn't love the Roots? Okay. Detective solves 1979 cold case murder of Oregon teen. I'm glad. Well, that guy got away with it. I'm going to assume the murderer was a man. Can we do that? Is that. Am I going to have men's rights activists coming after me saying, "Hey, it could have been a lady. Lady's murder. Didn't you see Charlize Theron in Monster?" Kind of on her side in that one. although I don't remember it that well. Maybe she killed some nice people. Not sure. You know, the Eileen Wuornos, brutally stabbed and beaten to death. The Oregon State Police detective was finally able to return a pair of earrings to her family. Now, do you think that's a good job? Like the detective, I don't know if he's been on the case since 1979. If he has, I'd say, you know, that's great, but it took you a while. I wouldn't say you did the greatest job there. Are you really proud of yourself? You might have been better off just saying, yeah, we can't solve it still. It's that good. The murderer was that good. Was the murderer that good, or were you just not able to? Okay, maybe I shouldn't be. I don't know. I know none of the details. It was a cold case, I guess. Maybe it was the cold case files guy. It probably wasn't the same person since 1979. Well, good. I don't know. Good going. What do you say? Is that happy? JFK assassination files. Oswald meets KGB officer at Soviet embassy in Mexico City. So the KGB, not the CIA? Is that who was behind it? Not sold on that. Sounds like CIA plant. They're not going to let us know, those sneaky fellas. And ladies. Ladies can be sneaky CIA agents too. But not back in JFK time. I don't think they would let them do that. Another JFK files link MLK Jr., that's Martin Luther King Jr. John Fitzgerald Kennedy files link Martin Luther King Jr. to multiple affairs. Of course, this is a Fox News. Wasn't this covered in the movie Selma? When we had a British Martin Luther King Jr.? That bothers me. You couldn't find an American actor to play Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, but he won an Oscar, I think. But yeah, it was the 60s, man. Free love. I guess in the movie Selma, he gets in a little trouble at home. But what are you going to do, divorce Martin Luther King Jr.? Coretta Scott King? Because you know who's going to look bad in that, particularly in the 60s. But imperfect, complicated man. Sorry, Fox News. Did you find out that Martin Luther King Jr. enjoyed having sex? Fuck you. Fucking assholes. Colorado Walmart killer lived alone with a stack of Bibles and no furniture. Well, that sounds judgmental. I don't like furniture. And I love the Bible. Does that make me a psycho? Oof. Yeah. Well, I don't have a stack of Bibles. And I have some furniture. I have a nice couch. The Burrow comes in pieces in the mail. They're not a sponsor, but let's make it a sponsor. Just like, hey, you know how you hate getting couches at the store? Get it in the mail. Burrow. Put it together yourself in like 5 minutes. Just get everything delivered to your house. Why are you leaving your house like a fucking asshole? Right? You can get clothes. You can get food. Here, this is what you need. You need a blue apron. You need one of those fucking, what's the thing where they send you the box of clothes? That thing? They send you a box of clothes and then you try it on and you send it back. And then it doesn't cost you any money. Unless you keep the clothes. But why keep the clothes? You're not leaving the house. Just have the clothes delivered. Try them on. Say, look, I look good in these clothes. Take some pictures. Post them on Instagram. And then send them back. Mission accomplished. And so you got Blue Apron, you got Clothes Box, whatever the fuck that is. You get yourself a Burrow. And what else do you need in life? All right. Alec Baldwin, I've bullied women. Now people are getting ahead of it. Is anybody surprised? Was Alec our best Baldwin and we lost him now? Who's the best Baldwin? Billy? I mean, Stephen Baldwin's a nutcase. We know that. He's crazy. Billy Baldwin was in Usual Suspects with Kevin Spacey and director Bryan Singer, who he's going down probably soon, too. So I don't know what he was up to. But Billy might be it. There's another Baldwin. Is there another Baldwin? Whoever that other Baldwin is, I can't think of. He's probably the best Baldwin. Because you can't think of him. He didn't do anything fucking weird. All right. Now, you know what? Yeah, that's it. I'm done. See you tomorrow. We love you.